The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, it's Thursday.
How about that? This week is flying by, isn't it?
No cuss words, no sexual innuendos, just sports talk radio.
Isn't that sports talk radio, though? Curse words and sexual innuendos?
Man, I wish. We had a conversation last night. We should be able to cuss.
Yeah. Well, we could, but then somebody complains. I told you last night, I said, I wouldn't cuss all the time if we could cuss, but there are certain moments where it just kind of requires you to drop an F-bomb.
Mac does it either way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Mac gets away with it, right?
Like, how can we not do what, like, Pat McAfee does, where it's like, this show contains explicit content,
right?
Please be advised.
Because that is not governed by the federal government and the FCC. We are. So there we sit, right?
Yeah. Rough day yesterday. Ben Mazzaro start as as we were told by our fellow listeners.
How you doing, Momo? You good? You had the last night?
Oh, my God.
We got not a thing.
We got 76 seconds in before you got called that.
Couldn't do it. It's my mother's grandma name, so I will not be called that.
It's your mother's. You got great kids, good for you.
Yeah, niece and a nephew, absolutely.
Not yours.
Yeah, not mine.
Oh, not yours. Mine. Not yours. Okay, ooh, not yours. But
niece and nephew. I thought you were getting ready to cuss again.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, what a day.
I'm ready for this game now already. Ooh, like, I know, my voice is getting back. I'm kind of excited about this.
Are you there yet?
Yeah. I flipped the page already. I started reading some stuff today, and I listened to some Buffalo player who claims he never takes an elevator on game day because he doesn't want assistance from anybody.
Well, he's the same guy that doesn't. You haven't seen this guy's background story?
No.
He's the same guy that doesn't use utensils to eat, doesn't wear shoes or socks.
It's that guy? Matt Collins?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Considers socks food prisons.
Yes.
Food prison?
And that's a Family Guy line. But he does consider his shoes to be like I don't know,
feet prisons.
Okay, prisons. All right.
I think that's who that was. It said about the elevator, which totally dig it. I don't know,
but I'm not walking up 30 flights at a hotel to get to my room. I mean, that's
I'll take
stupid.
That assistance.
Yeah. Matt Collins is exactly who it was. Yep. Yeah, so he goes to the hotel wherever they stay here.
Yeah, that's a bit egregious. Of 30 floors.
Like, but honestly, like, look at the Westin. It's like 17 or 18 floors. You're walking up those stairs.
I'd walk them if Tammy was with me.
Well, that's true. She'd lead you up the stairs, right?
I don't know. But I might be carrying her ass.
Like 17 floors going, like, that's just dumb. Make any sense.
What's the maximum level of stairs that you're like, I'm taking the elevator?
Two.
No, it's
no
not.
I don't know. It just depends.
Because I'll tell you what, those stairs at Kauffman Stadium, man, they get you.
Yeah,
and it's only like, it's like five stories.
I always take the stairs there because waiting for the elevator is, you know, and I'm talking about if I ever go out there and work or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I always, like, I'm one of these people, and this is kind of part of the reason why I don't like flying. And I think everybody's kind of like this. You like to control your own, right? Like, you like to control when you're going to get there, what you're going to do. Waiting for the elevator or take the stairs, get a little exercise in and get out before the elevator even gets down. I'm all on board for that. So, I'll take the stairs, but I'm not taking the stairs at a hotel. If they give you, sir, you're on floor 17.
Coming up the stairs and going down the stairs and coming up the stairs.
Yeah, I go down the stairs, not going up the stairs.
I'll tell you what, these stairs in this damn building
get
your thighs
suck.
And shit,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, they're hard too.
try to exercise every day. It's like
I got up this morning at 3:10 and ran 2 miles.
Sweet, dude.
What a flex.
Must
cool.
be nice. How's your basement in Johnson County?
The treadmill sucks. I stole it from my neighbor when they were moving. They like set it out by the curb. I'm like, I'll take that.
God.
I woke up this morning at 3:10 and ran 2 miles.
Oh, I challenged myself.
And then after the show, I'm going to run another two.
I'm not. Nah, I got a lot going on today. Big day. Big day. We got a show dinner tonight. We're going to celebrate our friend Jerry and Selmo and the BMA Foundation at Jasper's today.
We're
going to
have Momo and Somo.
Yeah, we are. Momo, does Momo want to come? Or
Momo's not coming.
New friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I got to get back
she
on the book.
She already slid into my DMs,
oh,
too.
Did she really?
Yeah, she said, take care of my son. I said, oh
okay.
No, right. I'm kidding. That didn't happen.
Is her friend on that book? Because I'd like to get on there if that's the case.
Yeah, Bobsley might get back on Facebook now.
I mean, Mac's mom's probably searching for me and looking for me. And absolutely, like, I just can't find this guy. He just doesn't exist.
For those of you that are wondering what the hell we're talking about, now, Mrs. Morey asked to be my friend last night on Facebook.
Did you accept?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If I've met you and I know you, I'll more than likely accept you.
Okay, good.
I would have been offended if you didn't accept.
Wow. Delete. Declined.
Your co-host declined my friendship. Matt, can you please talk to him tomorrow?
Exactly. Please tell him why he's not my friend. What, does he not like Momo?
No. So Sunday is I don't get there really with these games until Friday. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I'm weird. It also makes the week go by a little bit faster in my mind. But
sure.
I ask you this question, Mr. Fesco.
Yep.
Is this game more about Buffalo and Kansas City or Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes?
I think it's about Buffalo and Kansas City at this point because these are the two teams that are the two best teams in the AFC. Yep. And people are going to make snap judgments based on this game, and they're going to make snap judgments based on the result of this game. And
but why are they the two best teams in the AFC?
Because they have the two best quarterbacks probably in the AFC. But, I mean, until Josh Allen does it when it matters most, mm-hmm. he's kind of in that Lamar Jackson category for me, right? I know he's had some postseason wins, but he hasn't had the postseason wins that he needs to have. Like we give, you know, Lamar Jackson a lot of shade for not winning in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think it's very evident. Josh Allen doesn't win in the playoffs either. So until he starts winning in the playoffs, it becomes more about, for me, these two teams and continuing this undefeated stretch. Now, if this wasn't an undefeated team going in there, I may say it's a nice matchup between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But I think this game has the buzz that it has because the Chiefs are undefeated. I think CBS is doing College Game Day there live because it's the Chiefs are undefeated. I think they're the only 325 game because the Chiefs are undefeated at this point in the season. So I think the 9-0 now is starting to have a bigger impact than anything else that is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think I'd have the opposite discussion too, that I think that this game is more about Mahomes and Josh Allen. I think that obviously there's no, it's not hard to discover that the NFL is ran by quarterback play. Like the better the quarterback, the better the matchup. Like tonight, we're watching the Commanders in Philadelphia.
Right.
Eagles,
good quarterbacks.
Right?
Yeah.
Two good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Two good teams. But we're not sitting here going, man, Saquon Barkley and Brian Robinson Jr. or, you know, Terry McLaurin versus Devonta Smith or A.J. Brown and, you know, name a guy.
Right.
I'm watching it because it's Jaden Daniels and it's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
and it's a divisional game on a Thursday night, which is actually back-to-back Thursday nights where it's good football. Whereas Sunday, it's like, and you'll see it all throughout Friday. You'll see it all throughout Sunday. The narrative of this game will be it's Allen and Mahomes part six.
Sure.
You know, it's not really Buffalo. Like, name five players for Buffalo.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Matt Milano and somebody.
I mean, you probably can't. And if you're in Buffalo, you'd be like, name five players for the Chiefs. You'd be like Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, Kareem Hunt.
Probably
be like
Butker.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah. And I mean, but I mean, you think about it, like it wouldn't just be a boom, 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 boom. You've got these players down. But when you watch this game, it's like, last year, the regular season game, it was the play that wasn't, right? There was a minute 23 left, Kelsey in the middle, hitch back to Kadarius Toney, touchdown, offsides.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 25 left, Mahomes loses his mind, game's over.
Right.
Playoff game, Mahomes has the ball last, wins the game, snowballs get thrown at a guy from grown men in Buffalo.
Right.
And now we have it again, and it's like, who's going to get the advantage? And like we talked to Capaccio yesterday, and he was like, this is a lose-lose situation or a non-win-win for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
If they beat Kansas City, they say, well, we did it again in the regular season, but it still doesn't matter. If they lose, it's like, well, still can't beat Mahomes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It has to happen in the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills. Like, you know, like I think there's more riding on this game for the Chiefs this weekend than there is for Buffalo. I don't think this is – it is a big game for Buffalo, but it's not a big game like it is for the Chiefs because now – we're getting on that cusp of history, and every game that goes by, every game that passes where they continue to win, now the undefeated stuff starts to, you know, to be part of that conversation. And so that's why I think it's big. Had the Chiefs come into this game 8-1 or something like that, I go, yeah, it's a good Mahomes, you know, battle versus Josh Allen. But this is all about the team for me right now and maintaining that goal of running the table and going undefeated.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think quite honestly, they're winning games not because of Patrick Mahomes this year. They're winning games because of the defense, because of the running game. I saw something yesterday that the Chiefs lead the NFL in like the amount of like long drives that they have. They're not getting the quick hitters anymore. It's more of a running game. It's more of the short passing game. They're winning games in different ways. And I think 2018, 2019, 2020 was more about Patrick Mahomes, but this team right now is winning games because they are a solid team. And so I think that takes the pressure a little bit off of Patrick Mahomes. If Mahomes has a bad day, the Chiefs can still win. If Josh Allen has a bad day, Buffalo can't win.
That's interesting because I think there's a lot of truth to that. I also think that, I mean, there's other reasons too, but it's also one of those games where like, I think we watch these games wondering like which quarterback's going to have their moment, right? Like the winner of this game is likely the number one seed. And I know the Chiefs can lose this game and they're only like a half game. Like they have a half game lead over Buffalo and Buffalo still has a bye, obviously. But like, this is again, one of those games where like chalk it up as another year, same type of thing. Winner of this game controls their destiny moving forward. It just so happens it's week 10 this year, not week 14 or, you know, 15. And the other thing that's even more important is that if the Chiefs win this game, they're more than likely going to be favored to go undefeated the rest of the year. This
Buffalo has two losses, right?
They have
so
two.
They would still have to have the Chiefs lose another game
that's
to
correct.
Be able to control their own destiny. So regardless of the outcome of this game for Kansas City, they're still the one seed in all
right.
of this.
And they'd have Houston, Pittsburgh left on their schedule right. with a bunch of padded, softer games in there. Denver again, Carolina.
Is Denver really a soft game now, though? I mean, like...
Well, it's week 18.
Yeah.
So like at that point, Denver may not be playing for anything, or they're playing
or they're
for
playing
a lot
for
of
their,
stuff.
Or they're playing for a lot in week 18.
But that's
yeah.
what's crazy is like you lock up this game against Buffalo, you are the one seed. There is no right. way that you lose the one. You'd have to literally have a catastrophic failure
have
of a season.
You have to lose like four games, essentially,
out
to
of your
lose
next
that
six.
One. Yeah.
And those four games, you have Carolina on the schedule,
right.
Houston, Pittsburgh, L.A., Vegas, and Denver.
That's right. Three division games, Carolina and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
yeah.
And two of those division games are, wait, one of those division games is at home.
We got the Chargers at home on a Sunday
and
night
Vegas
and Vegas at home on Black Friday.
Thank yeah, you.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And Carolina. There's
and
three.
Carolina. No, do we go to Carolina? I think we go to
go
Carolina.
To yeah, it's yeah. a noon game. It's
noon
one of those
game.
Random.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
noon
next
game.
Week.
I like it. Yeah.
Next week at noon. So I don't know. I just think that this is one of those things where you have two of the top three MVP candidates right now, according to Vegas,
right.
not according to fandom or anything else. It is Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. And then you have the two best teams in the AFC. It is the game of the year. It is the as we call it, the in-season Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely is. There's awesome. No doubt. Yeah.
Did you know they call it the NBA Cup now, not the in-season
yeah.
tournament?
Yeah, the NBA Cup. What do you think of the courts that we're dealing with?
I
in
love
the NBA?
Them.
I do, too. I love them.
Really?
I think it's fun.
Confusing.
I like it. It's fun. It's different. It's unique. I like stuff like that. I like the blue turf in Boise. Like, I've heard some of these hardos complaining about the courts, and I'm like, why? Who cares? It's fun. It's different.
I think it's fun besides just like, when they get like the color saturation, whatever. I don't know the right camera terms, but like the blue court the other night, like I legitimately like it was hard to watch the game just because they didn't have the saturation ride
do
or whatever.
Do the shoes still squeak?
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That's
yeah,
it.
As long as the shoes are squeaking and the swoosh is swooshing and
that's
the iron's
sound
ironing.
That's a sports that I love to hear. It's like the crack of a bat, a golf ball in a cup, a shoe squeaking, a net swish, like the swish
a
sound.
Swish of a net, yeah.
Oh, man.
Is there a football sound, like a big crack over the middle or something like
I
that?
I love hearing the ball hit the goalpost.
Yeah, that doink.
Everybody knows if you missed it or not. It's like,
it is really loud when it hits the goalpost.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
They got
oh,
those
yeah.
mics right there.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Reverberates.
Yeah.
Or you can hear the Dak Prescott. Here we go.
Here we go. Apparently, that's just not Dak Prescott
anymore.
That's everybody.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.